So the Alachua County Child Care Center Board upholds your recommendation for the license of Tidy Baby Infant Care be revoked. And this was a special call board meeting.
Today's special meeting of Alachua County's Child Care Advisory Board took only a few minutes. Board members formally recommended the Alachua County Public Health Unit revoke the daycare license for Mamie Washington, the owner of Tidy Baby Infant World Daycare. That's where 1 week ago, 16-month-old Keon McNeil died after he was left unattended in the center's van for several hours. As you've already heard, Washington has officially asked for a hearing in the case. The state attorney's office continues to investigate the death. Donna Green Townsend talked with the chairperson of the Child Care Advisory Board, Nora Lynn Jones, about this case.
For those who have never seen the facility, do you think that this kind of thing was a problem in the making? It was going to happen at some time or later? Or is it totally just a shock and an incident?
This particular death with this child, we have laws that you never leave a child unattended. So when that van door was closed and the child was left in that van unattended, when she walked away from it, no matter how many laws you have or what you do, if you don't follow the laws to the letter, the results can be something like this. The other incidents with her were in record keeping and in disciplinary matters, and this incident, as you know, had nothing to do with anything like that.
Nothing really an inspection could ever catch by the public health unit.
The inspectors could have been there an hour before, and when she pulled up at the school and unfortunately left the baby unattended to go inside, when it happened.
I do understand that there's really no required form kept in a van that shows how many kids that you've picked up, per se, that's required by the county, so that when it comes time to sign them in, you have no form saying, I picked up seven and I'm signing in seven. You only have to sign them in, correct?
You sign them in when they get to the school.
So does anyone really know how many children were in the van itself?
The last I heard, I have not heard how many children were in the van that particular morning. But it is something that this board is going to look at in our process of adding addendums to the ordinance, is log keeping or something to that effect.
Because that may have helped with whoever was expecting that child maybe to be signed in at the proper room that when they didn't show up, right? I mean, a daycare worker might have thought the child just didn't show up that day and was sick.
Possibly.
Have you had any conversations at all with the parents in this case?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
I know you're a daycare center owner yourself, and that you're compelled to really be involved in this board. It's been a rough year.
Yes, it has been. A very rough year. But this board is here to help. It's to help the children, to look out for the safety, welfare, and all the children of Alachua County, and whether educational classes and everything else we try to do, this is one of the things that we try to keep from happening, and I'm just as devastated as everybody about it.
If it turns out to be, through criminal investigation and all of that, that was totally an accident, tragedy, yet totally an accident, no charges filed, do you personally have, as representative of the board, have a strong opinion about whether you ever want to see this daycare center ever get its license back?
I can answer that question easily. The law says you never leave a child unattended. You break that law and a child dies, that center should not open back up. The child was left unattended, unsupervised. You don't leave a child or children unsupervised. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You don't leave children unsupervised.
Is there anything you would like to add to those who are listening who have children in daycare who must, as parents, after the other incident too, with the kidnapping, parents are just
I just encourage parents to know their child care provider, whether it be family or center-based, to visit schools constantly, go at unannounced times, get familiar with your child's teacher, and know your daycare center well enough that it is your child's second home, because they're there a lot of hours during the day, and you need to feel like, hey, this is my child's other home too.
Donna Green Townsend talking with the chairperson of the Alachua County Child Care Advisory Board, Nora Lynn Jones. Funeral services for 16-month-old Keon McNeil are scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Freedom United Methodist Church in Louise, Florida, between Waldo and Fairbanks, with a burial in the Evergreen Cemetery.